Like many people, I often imagine that my choices determine how happy I am. While this is partly true, the previous chapter focused on what happiness science tells us about the relationship between happiness and who we are, our gender, age, genes, upbringing, and place of residence. Apart from where we live, we have little control over these factors, although we can try to understand them better and appreciate their role in our lives. This can help with self-knowledge, acceptance, and, I hope, happiness. By way of contrast, this chapter focuses on what we do and the critical choices we make in our lives. To what extent do these shape our happiness? Some of our key decisions relate to starting a family. Does having a baby make you happier? Income. How much money do you need? Employment. Does work make you happy? Health. How important is physical well-being? And values. Do religion and politics matter? Findings from studies on these topics help us to recognize both the importance and the limits of our life choices in shaping our happiness and well-being. Let's start with babies. Does having a baby make you happier? Does having children make the parents happy? Marcus Tullius Cicero, a Roman statesman and philosopher, had no doubts. Of all nature's gifts to the human race, what is sweeter to a man than his children? When Cicero's beloved daughter Tullia died unexpectedly in 45 BCE, he was devastated. "I have lost the one thing that bound me to life," he wrote. Any bereaved parent will understand how Cicero felt. There are few losses deeper than the death of a child. Several centuries later, Thomas Paine, the 18th century political activist and philosopher, prioritized his children's well-being over his own during a particularly troubled period in American history. "I prefer peace, but if trouble must come, let it come in my time, so that my children can live in peace." Again, many parents will understand Paine's desire to make sacrifices so that his children might live better, safer, happier lives. This is one of the deepest instincts of parenting across the natural world, to protect one's young. While the love of parents for their children cannot be doubted, however, it is considerably less clear whether having children actually makes the parents any happier. In other words, while the rhetoric surrounding children is almost uniformly positive, focused on the joys of family life, recent decades have seen increased evidence that having children is by no means a reliable path to happiness. The truth is a lot more complicated and considerably more interesting than that.